This is the Talk of Akron, WNIR 100 FM. Call now, 330-673-1234. Toll free from anywhere, 800-669-4100. Or star 100 on your Alltel cell phone. Now, here's Tom Erickson.
All right, 9 minutes past 10 o'clock, Alltel Live Line, star 100-330-673-1234, 1-800-669-4100. Locally, this will be your last chance to actually make any comments about 9-11, the fifth anniversary of 9-11, on this, the fifth anniversary of 9-11, 9-11-2001, this being 9-11-2006. And because at 11 o'clock we go to syndication, so anybody locally out there, anybody who's listening out there right now who wants to call and talk about anything 9-11 related, you are welcome to do so. And again, we are less than 12 hours away from saying goodbye to another anniversary of the worst attack on American soil. 5 years after the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history, President Bush said tonight the war against terrorism is the calling of our generation and urged Americans to put aside differences to fight to victory despite what he called a difficult road ahead. Many of you may have heard of the president's speech live right here on WNIR at 9 o'clock. America did not ask for this war, and every American wishes it were over, Bush said. The war is not over and will not be over until either we or the extremists emerge victorious. Also during his speech tonight, he defended the war in Iraq, even though he acknowledged that Saddam Hussein was not responsible for the 9/11 attacks that nearly killed 3,000 people. He said Saddam's regime, while lacking weapons of mass destruction, was a clear threat that posed a risk the world could not afford to take. Whatever mistakes have been made in Iraq, the worst mistake would be to think that if we pulled out, the terrorists would leave us alone. The president said tonight, they will not leave us alone, they will follow us. How many out there believe that? How many out there care about that? The president said tonight, the terrorists will not leave us alone. They will follow us. The president today visited New York, Shanksville, PA, and the Pentagon to place wreaths and console relatives of the victim. Bush said that Osama bin Laden, the reputed mastermind of the attack, and other terrorists are still in hiding. Our message to them is clear. No matter how long it takes, America will find you and we will bring you to justice. Bush said the war on terrorism was nothing less than a struggle, quote, a struggle for civilization. It must be fought to the end. He said defeat would surrender the Middle East to radical dictators armed with nuclear weapons. Again, the president said tonight in his speech, right here on WNIR, that defeat would surrender the Middle East to radical dictators armed with nuclear weapons. If you watch the president tonight, your comments and any other 9-11 related items that you like to talk about. Twelve minutes past 10 o'clock. Again, the lines are open. Alltel Live Line, star 100-330-673-1234. 800-669-4100. Just some passing facts here about 9-11, the 9-11 attack. Number of companies housed in the World Trade Center, 430 companies. Number working in World Trade Center on average working day prior to September 11th, 50,000. Average number of daily visitors to the World Trade Center, 140,000. Number killed in the attack on New York in the Twin Towers and an aircraft that crashed into them, 2,823. Distance in miles in which the burning towers were visible, 20. maximum heat of fires in degrees Fahrenheit at World Trade Center site, 2,300. Number of days underground fires at World Trade Center continue to burn, 69. Number of days that workers dug up debris at Ground Zero, searching for body parts, 230. Number of body parts collected, 19,500. Number of bodies discovered intact, 291. Number of victims identified by New York Medical Examiner, 1,102. Number of death certificates issued without a body at request of victims' families, 1,618. Number of people still classified as missing from the World Trade Center that day, 105. Just 9/11 in numbers. And there's all kind of numbers. Number of British victims, 67. Interesting numbers, interesting things here. Anyway, somebody had emailed me this. Number of orphans created by the 9/11 attacks, 1,300. Wow. Number of orphans created by the 9/11 attacks, 1,300. Number of babies born to women whose husbands were lost, September 11th, 17. Number of days after 9/11 that Pat Flounders, widowed in the attack, shot herself, the first related suicide, 91. Percentage of those living within 1 mile radius of the Twin Towers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, 20. Percentage of Manhattanites who increased their cigarette consumption following 9/11, 10. Percentage of Manhattanites who increased their alcohol consumption following 9/11, 25. Percentage of Manhattans who increased their marijuana consumption following 9/11, 3.2. I don't know how they arrive at some of these figures. Percentage increase in number of births reported in New York hospitals 9 months on from 9/11, 20. Hotel Lifeline, star 100-330-673-1234, 1-800-669-4100. Osama bin Laden. Number of children born to Osama bin Laden, 52. Number child Osama was, 17. Estimated fortune of Osama bin Laden, inherited from father, 300 million. Number of wives bin Laden has, 3. Year al-Qaeda was founded by Osama bin Laden and Muhammad Atif, 1988. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. How are you, Tom?
All right.
Vito from Lodi here. I had a few thoughts about what's going on here.
What's up, Dino?
Number one, I wonder if anybody ever considered the reason we're having so much problems now over there is because, let's take a pedophile. Pedophile goes out and creates a crime, knows what the punishment is. In other words, sometimes the risk does not outweigh the punishment, or the risk outweighs the punishment.
Yes.
And, you know, if the punishment is not bad...
When it comes to a pedophile, the punishment really doesn't fit the crime.
Well, that's just one example. Even a drug dealer knows if I can make $2 million, I go to jail for 5 years. That's worth $2
million. Yeah, sure, they know that.
So now you take that part of the world and says, well, if we blow up buildings in America, they're going to come over here and pussyfoot around. So, we can do this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And the interesting train of thought there, yes.
Sure, as opposed to, you know, these guys mean business. Number two, I don't know, I'm not a politician by any stretch of imagination, but I think how they, people say, go over and destroy the whole country. I think maybe the thought of, hey, you got 1 month, either you police your own people and get the the troublemaker, the terrorist out. We're going to come in and do it. You got a month. You can move. Bye. And then we start tearing up the Pentagon. And then this way, you're not really taking innocent civilians. You're giving them enough advance warning to say, leave, because we're going to tear this place apart.
Okay.
That was my second thought.
Okay. Thought number three.
Thought number three. You don't sit down and reason and play nice with a serial killer. You fry him or you put him in jail forever and forget about him, but you don't go back and forth with them. How do we expect to go back and forth with these people?
You quarantine him from the rest of society.
Correct.
That's what. Did you watch the movie last night?
No, I didn't. I was working.
One of the judges, when he was sentencing Ramzi Youssef, the mastermind behind the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center towers, the judge, I don't know the exact quote, but the judge says, we are going to quarantine you from the rest of society. And that's when Ramzi Youssef received a 240-year sentence.
Exactly. There's no way you're going to be able to reason with these people. It's absolutely never going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't sit down and reason with them and please them, because their entire culture from the day they were born has never been that. And if you're going to use force to do it, you have to use force to do it. We're not really using force. We're using a slap on the wrist.
You're right. We're not. We're not. We're using. We're using a force that does not offend.
Correct.
For some reason, we do not want to offend anyone.
Yeah, right. And you know,
the war, the whole situation in Iraq would be over right now. There would be some sort of a stable government in Iraq set up. Things would be a lot different over there in Iraq right now if we were to fight that war, not to offend.
As we fought the other wars. The world wars and stuff. And for some strange reason survived through all the political incorrectness that was there. We still survived. But we stopped the threat, didn't we?
What led to 9/11? We didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
We don't want to offend anybody anymore.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know what president would be in there, but I think whatever president it is or whatever governing body's in there that's doing it the way they're doing it, it's just not the right place to do it. Not going to work.
What did you think of the president tonight?
Actually, I'm still working.
Oh, you didn't get a chance. You didn't get a chance to hear him. Okay.
I'm a chauffeur, and that's all I do is work.
Oh, you're a chauffeur. Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you chauffeur?
Anyway,
who do you chauffeur? Anybody important?
I took a reporter from the Browns last night.
Who?
A reporter from Chicago for the Cleveland Browns or down the Browns team.
Oh.
I chauffeured him. But most of the time they're in the car, and you don't really know. Who or what they are.
All right, sir. I thank you for your call.
I appreciate it.
You have a good night. You have a good night, sir.
You too, Tom.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Tom?
Good. You?
Oh, very well. Very well.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, look here, Tom.
What's up? Yeah.
Regarding Al Buckle Bush, the Presidente of the United States.
Al Presidente.
That's right. Now, look here. Now, this guy is there like in his duty. For one, when you declare war anywhere in the world, you close your borders. He has not done anything with the borders in the United States. And if anybody wants to slip into this country and really do something to people in this country, the borders are open. It's easy to come up in here and kill a whole lot of people.
Well, I wouldn't say they're exactly wide open.
They're wide open. You could easily come into this country and do some very serious damage. And when we state that this is the worst tragedy or attack in this country, no, it isn't. It's one of the worst. You have to remember Rosewood. They killed a lot of people in Rosewood.
Rosewood?
In Rosewood. Killed a whole lot of, wiped out a whole lot of people. And also forget, in Oklahoma, they bombed a whole lot of people. Not Timothy McVeigh. Some years ago, they wiped out a whole town of black people due to a lie that was told by a white woman that she was raped, so they killed a whole lot of people. They did it twice in this country. And Bigfoot in Oklahoma. These are some of the tragedies that have taken place in this country. And forward fighting over there in the Middle East, over there, the insurgents over there, or the so-called, mockingly called insurgents, they want Americans over there. It's easier for them. And if you look at the damage that they've done, they've killed over 2,000 of our soldiers from the United States over there. So what they want is for Americans to come over there so that they don't have to travel. They don't have to travel. They got them right there on their turf, and they're trying to eliminate them, annihilate them over there. Bush talks tough. His VP, Dick Cheney, come out and said, old Tricky Dick, there was no mass destruction. This president lied to many of you to get your young men and women in harm's way, to place them in harm's way. This man is sick.
All right, 30 seconds, and we're going to go.
This man is sick, and the people in this country should be outraged at this president.
Okay.
They should kick him out of office and never elect another person like this again in life. And Tom, get you a Holy Quran and become a Muslim, because in 20 years, this country is going to be Muslim.
Thank you for your call. WNIR, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Is that guy crazy or what?
No, I firmly, he believes what he says.
I know, but he's out of his mind suggesting that President, I'm not even getting into that. I was watching 9/11 all day today, and I have to say that I was severely disappointed. I'm a young American, and I'm only 28. I'm a single mom. And it frustrates me so much to watch that we didn't take more aggressive measures to take care of the Muslims. I have to say, I'm tired of trying not to offend anybody.
That's our problem.
That's what I mean. I'm tired of trying not to offend my children. I have two children. They're both half Mexican. I'm tired of trying not to offend the Mexican people. I'm tired of not trying to offend the French people, not trying to offend the Arabic people. Come on. Let's take a stand. Let's defend our borders. Let's go over to the Arab countries, and let's take it out. Let's do it, and let's get it done with. And let's stop being afraid of doing stuff.
Right on. I have
to
agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm so sick of this stuff. I'm sick of President. I like President Bush. I was glad that he took a stand a little bit ago, when that first happened. But I think he needs to take a stronger stand and go in and clear things out. Stop trying to, pansy around. Let's just get it done. Take them out. Let Israel do their thing over there. Let them take out Hezbollah. Take out the leaders. Let's just let them go. Why are we standing around letting them rule us? In a way, we're being ruled by them because we're scared of everything. What's going to happen now? What are they going to do next? Come on now. And they're coming over the Mexican border. All those people are letting them come over like nothing.
Do you ever think we'll see the unity in America that we did 5 years ago?
I find it hard to believe because I think that the Democrats are so far across the border of let's let everybody do everything they want to, let's let them come in, we need to pay for them, let's do all this. I feel like they want to give our country away, and I think that the Republicans are seeing, or the more conservative people, should I say, saying, let's take a stand and let's do what we need to do to conserve the American spirit and the American way of life. But I think the Democrats aren't doing that. I think that they're trying to let our country disintegrate into oblivion. I don't even know what we're going to end up with.
What do you think of the 9/11 coverage today? Did you have a chance to, observe it on television and things like that?
I actually did. I had one day off, and I watched a lot of it. It made me sad. I got choked up. I watched people that were in the elevators. They were describing the horrific scene of fire blowing in through the elevators, them getting their faces burned, and opening the elevator, people trampling out over top of them, but them still saving other people who had the plane crashing over top of them. But they still ran to the only stairs that were left that they could run down. They ran down them and they saved themselves. It was horrific.
But how long can we go on where we just keep telling these stories? I mean, they're horrific.
That's what I'm saying.
How long, I just, you know, we need to possibly take more action.
That's what I'm saying. We need to stand up. We need to get a government in place that wants to take a stand, not let these people keep going on. Just like Al Jazeera, they're putting all of these tapes on with Osama bin Laden, them doing their training tapes. Why are we letting this go on? Why aren't we over there doing something, stopping them, keeping them from doing this? All their propaganda is keeping them reinforced, keeping their power going on. We have cells here in the United States. They know we have cells. They're crossing the Mexican border. We need to be stronger as a United States front. We need to unite and be stronger.
All right, ma'am. It's so nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
And have you been a WNIR listener very long?
I have been a listener since I was 16 years old.
Wow. Well, we thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye now.